You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, this is Andy
Hi everyone, this is Vicky.
We are bringing you an exciting Artist of the Month for April 2025. We are going to be featuring our girl Otto. So I guess why don't we get straight into it so that we can introduce the people to just a formal introduction for those maybe unacquainted with her more extensive background.
And if you know Otto, well, sit back and relax.So, ikimashou, let's get started. So, Otto is a 22-year-old vocalist under Universal Music. She's known for her varied vocal techniques, including cracking, growling, and flipping into falsetto. Otto chooses not to reveal her face, opting to show only a silhouette of herself in what her team calls an Otto box during live performances.And is represented by her own anime character. Her name comes from the no theater term Otto to refer to a supporting character for the protagonist in a Kyogen interlude.
I think I need an Otto box for my job as well. Now, Otto took an interest in Vocaloid music from an early age and first shared her voice with the world with a cover of Vocaloid producer Kuwagata P's Kimi no Taion, or Your One. Vocaloid music is almost synonymous with Nico Nico Doga, but this was first shared to Nico Nico Doga in 2017. She was featured on Vocaloid producer John Yakitori's single Shika Bunnies, or Dead Tired, in 2020, which reached number one on Japan's viral charts on Spotify.
She made her major debut with the single Usewa, Shut Up, under Universal Music in 2020, composed by Vocaloid producer Shudon, which became a viral hit, breaking the record for the fastest song to reach 100 million streams in 17 weeks in Japan. In 2022, she released her first album, Kyogen, which featured 7 tracks, including the main theme from the animated film One Piece, Film Red. The film later became the 7th highest grossing Japanese movie of all time. Kyogen debuted at number 1 on the Oricon Combined Albums Chart, Oricon Albums Chart, and Billboard Japan Hot Albums Chart.
Otto completed her first world tour, Wish, in 2024, and was the first artist to perform at the newly built Japan National Stadium. She completed her first Japan tour, Mona Lisa no Yokogao, or Profile of Mona Lisa, last July, and released her second album, Zanmu, translating into quote-unquote Lingering Dream, for her birthday this past October. She released a collaborative single with Vocaloid, Hatsune Miku! I love Hatsune Miku mention. That track was titled Sakura B Fiori, To Time Machine, or Time Machine and a Perfect Day for Cherry Blossoms.
And fun fact about Ado, she is a Scorpio. So for anyone who is born in late October, you have a fellow Scorpion friend. But this year, vocalist Ado celebrates her 5th anniversary with a new film in Japanese theaters documenting her 2024 Japan tour, Shinzo, and her first Best of album, Best of Ado Bum, releasing on April 9th, 2025, with 2 new songs. Ado is also embarking on her world tour, Hibana, in Asia, Australia, and the Americas this year, with sold-out shows in several cities. And didn't she just do a show in Los Angeles or somewhere in California?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that was like New Year's or something. I think she was already here. One of our former hosts went, Tassie. Shout out, Tassie, if you're listening.
Oh, wow.
I know she's coming to my area in July or so. I don't know that I'd be able to see her because I think tickets have already sold out, but... That is cool. That's kind of one of the benchmarks, right? You know, when you know you've made it, and Ado has certainly made it. I think outside of even just her feature in the One Piece movie for a variety of tracks, yeah, I think she was kind of picking up steam across social media. She has a pretty like bombastic reaction personality. I know she does some live streams or something where she'll kind of react to herself singing sometimes or react to...
Yeah. And cringing at her early performances. So, like, I think, wasn't it, like, in California, she, like, told the audience, please don't film me.
Yes.
So, Atarashigako was before, and then she went on, and it was, like, no one was filming her.
Honestly, well, I think that's a beautiful barrier to set. I don't know if it's necessarily a complex for her or not, but I think that's a smart move just to say, please don't even give me the temptation.
Yeah, true. But you mentioned one shout out. I think we have another shout out for this episode.
We do have another shout out. Would you like to take our honors?
Yes. So a big, 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 big shout out goes to Nola, as this will be her very, very last episode for the J Top 10 team. So we just wanted to say thank you, Nola, for all of your hard work, success here, and just bringing so many great songs together and just bringing us all together. So thank you, Nola.
Yes, thank you. And I will also second that and say we are so excited for everything that you'll do from here on out. Hopefully you will remember us finally over here at J Top 10. We are very happy that you have been with us, and hopefully you'll enjoy the next steps. Well, before we get too far into our reverie about the creative process, we do have a short announcement for some of our listeners. If you are an indie band or an artist that makes Japanese music and are looking to be featured on our podcast, you should definitely reach out while you still can before our hands change to our music director, Nola, by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp. We will feature you in a future episode and look forward to hearing what you have to share with us. So you can see our website at jtop10.jp for more information.
And we have more information for you. So back to our countdown. Yay! So for our 4th track, if you're feeling dizzy, well, congrats, because we have Kura Kura by Ado.
¡Suscríbete al canal!
That was Kura Kura by Otto. So Kura Kura, or Dizzy, was released on October 5th, 2023, and was featured as the opening theme for Season 2 of Spy X Family. The song was written and produced by cowboy bebop composer Yoko Kanno as co-producer, and the cover art was illustrated by Sun. It sold over 50 million copies and reached number 9 on the Billboard Japan Hot 100 chart.
I know I was clamoring earlier in the episode for a Sheena Ringo and Otto collaboration, which I still am, but I am so happy that she got to work with Yoko Kanno, because I think that woman is a genius and does everything correctly.
Yes, absolutely.
And getting like a voice and a talent like Otto's in Yoko Kanno's hands, impeccable. Mwah. That was a chef's kiss for everyone listening.
Chef's kiss. Everything is perfect.
That little geeky moment aside, Otto comments on Spy Family's official website that this track keeps up with the classic stylishness of Spy Family while capturing the chaotic fun of an everyday family. And I agree. I think this is one of the tracks that I want to put on while I'm like cleaning or something. It has that vibrancy of like, I'm spicing up my daily life.
Well, you want to talk about, like, you know, adding to a family or spicing up our lives?
I do.
Well, we do have a little thing. If you'd like to join the J Top 10 family to spice up your life, here is your time to shine, because we are currently looking for a new on-air host and audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast. So please join Andy and myself. If you're interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you, and Andy and I get to work with you.
Yeah, and what's more exciting than that? All right, well, some might say that while listening to Otto, you feel many different things, but one of the most, I guess, outstanding things that I think I would feel is just an overwhelming power that, you know, cannot be denied. And that definitely is showcased in the next song we'd like to feature, Watashi wa Saikyo, or in English, I am invincible. I'm the strongest.
Sa,
That again was Watashi wa Saikyo. Now, this was written by Motoki Omori, who is the lead singer of Miss Green Apple. It was released in June 22nd, 2022, and was featured on the, of course, One Piece film Red as one of the songs sung by antagonist Uta in the film. Miss Green Apple has also self-covered the track on their fifth album, Antenna.
It reached number 2 on the Billboard Japan Hot 100 streaming songs and hot animation charts, and on the Oricon weekly digital singles and weekly streaming charts. Little fun fact is Otto, at one point, all the top 5 songs on the streaming chart were all by her, so she made history.
One thing about Otto is she is going to put out a banger, and she is going to get the girls mobilized to, you know, stream her tracks, and I think that's fabulous.
Yeah, because, you know, Otto is just, you know, really bringing this kind of, like, glamour on top of drama to the J-pop world, yeah.
Yeah, like the mystery of, you know, she doesn't show her face. I think that's something that's very appealing to people, too. It kind of adds to, yeah, this persona, even though she's also very open about her feelings and things throughout her live streams and whatnot. Before getting to the end of our charts here with Otto, we do have one last announcement for our listeners. If you are interested in advertising on our podcast, you can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts out there, reaching up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis. Of course, with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. If that is something that seems like a great fit for you, I'm sure it'll be great for us, so please find the full details at jtop10.jp, and we'll work with you to get that worked out.
And now back to the show. So, number two, we have Show by Otto. That was Otto's Show. So Show was released on September 6, 2023 and was written by Tafamat Kyo and co-written by producers Giga and Teddy Lloyd with illustration cover art by Yasutatsu.
And if anyone was, you know, a fan of the song, they would maybe realize from the visuals, but this was, or even the sound, sonically, honestly, as well, this was written for Universal Studio Japan's Halloween Horror Nights dance show, also known as Zombie Day Dance, in Osaka.
This is why this is my favorite Otto song. So, dancing with zombies, you know? A normal thing that we all do, right, Andy?
Yes, and that we should do more often.
But this song did make an impact, aside from being on so many advertisements and all over. The song debuted at number 8 and peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Japan Hot 100 chart. The song also peaked at 44 on the Billboard Global 200 chart, demonstrating Otto's worldwide popularity.
I think there's not enough what I like to call like spooky music. We don't have enough in the catalog of spooky Halloween.
Yeah.
Personally, I feel that fueled some of that popularity. But it's not just my opinion. This was recognized at the Japan Record Awards 2023 for the Award of Excellent Work Award. And honestly, it shows and is very well deserved.
And I'll give you some last Otto trivia, but question for you. Who is Otto's best J-pop best friend? Hint is a member of Atarashi Gakko.
Okay, well, I mean, that makes sense that one of her best friends is from Atarashi Gakko, given I feel they have a lot of crossover, both in feeling and energy and power. I'm just gonna say maybe the obvious answer I feel is Suzuka.
You are correct.
That makes so much sense because both of those women just have a power of vocal and energy that is unmatched.
And there was it was on TV and Otto was like, yo, I gotta go, you know, message online my best friend Suzuka. And everyone was like, huh? Y'all are friends? And now on live streams, you know, they're always popping off.
I love that. Well, on that note, if you can't get enough of the J-pop crossovers, why don't you consider joining our Patreon club and get about 3 times the amount of songs and content for each episode, including more little tidbits like the one that you just heard, as well as, of course, just more great music from the artists you love. So at just $1 a month, you can consider supporting our podcast, along with getting more music and insights into Japanese music culture. So we really appreciate everyone who's done that so far and hope that others will consider.
In a little over 2 weeks from now, Connor and yours truly will bring you the latest top 10 countdown with the latest Japanese hits for April 2025. So hang in tight for some new good music.
Kudos to Vicky. You're running the show because I feel like this is episode 3 in a row.
It's my hat trick time for our Canadian listeners. So, yes.
As prolific as Vicky has been on this, we will now get to, I think, the star of Otto's show. That is Shinjirai.
いらないものを消して、リアルをカラフルに超えようぜ。ミュージック今始まる Rising。 目をつぶりみんな手に入れようよ、今よりいいものを見せてあげよう、この歌を歌えば。 You wanna play リアルゲーム、ギリギリ綱渡りみたいな運命、
That again was Shinjidai, or New Genesis. Now, this was released, and I probably don't even need to introduce this. I feel like everyone on the planet, or at least in the orbit of Japanese pop culture, is aware, but we will get into it. Now, this was released June 8th, 2022, and was written by another major celebrity of J-pop, Yasutaka Nakata, best known for his collaborations and production on Perfume and Kitty Pummy Pummy's works.
Shinjidai reached number one on the Billboard Japan Hot 100 and Oricon Digital Singles Chart, peaked at number 20 on the Billboard Global 200 chart, and won Song of the Year at the 2022 MTV Video Music Awards Japan. In 2024, the song won the Next Tone Award Gold Medal issued by the Music Publishers Association of Japan.
It's 2 years after, it's still getting accolades. That's crazy. Now, Shinjidai features an upbeat synth-pop sound written from the perspective of an idol diva celebrating the connection with her listeners and colorful world of music.
The track was featured as the image song for One Piece, Film Red, the plot of which revolves around the singer Uta, who traps characters in her own never-ending concert.
I know that that's supposed to be a bad thing, however, if the music is auto, are we upset?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. But Andy, you know, there is one person who will be leaving our J Top 10 Never Ending Concert. So again, shout out to Nola. Thank you so much for all of your work, Nola.
Yes, thank you. And we look forward to seeing what next steps follow for her. Well, that is going to bring it to a wrap on our auto episode. I learned a lot, I enjoyed, and I honestly feel mostly ready to face the workday from here on out now.
Well, good luck, ganbatte, and please take Otto by your side to pump you up.
Thank you, and I hope our listeners will as well. We'll catch you on the next one, and until then, take care, be safe, and keep listening.
See you, mata ne.
Hey there, music lovers. Did you know that getting licensed to share music online is not just the right thing to do? It's also super important for supporting creators and the music industry. That's why we're proud to be licensed by SOCAN, a copyright collective that grants licenses for online music broadcasts in Canada. By getting licensed through SOCAN, you ensure that every beat, every note, and every melody that you play is compliant and fair to the creators. Join us in supporting the music community. Visit SOCAN's website at www.socan.com and get your web radio, podcast, or any other use of online music licensed today. Let's stream beautiful music together, legally and ethically. SOCAN. Music. People. Connected.
Japan Top 10. The number one Japanese music podcast.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.